You're tuned to 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. The Spring Bloom Arts Festival is coming up Saturday, March 18th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's going to be in the Brown Ballroom at Illinois State University's Bone Student Center. The festival is presented by the McLean County Arts Center in Bloomington. Its executive director, Doug Johnson, says the Spring Bloom Arts Fest serves several functions in the community.
For many of the artists, it's their first opportunity to show work as they launch their festival season. Many of the festival artists travel over the course of the whole summer. They spend their winter months in their studios making work, and then they get out on the road and support themselves. So this is in many ways an early launch, a shakedown cruise for artists to display work that they've been working on. It's a culmination of those winter months holed away.
So you also do the Sugar Creek Arts Festival in the summer. What makes Spring Bloom different?
Well, it's a more intimate space. It's an indoor festival. Oftentimes, as much as people love Sugar Creek, we've been very careful to schedule it for the hottest day of the year.
That's so brilliant, the way you work that out.
Yeah, it's part of a long-term plan. we really like having kind of the cream of the crop of those artists that we get at our summer festival, have them in a more intimate setting, and it's a one-day event. So it provides a little boost for them as they continue on their production, and it's a great opportunity for us to support the arts and provide a great cultural opportunity for the community.
So, Doug, who are some of the artists who are going to be appearing at the Spring Bloom Arts Festival?
Well, we have a lot of names that people would recognize from past festivals. Jill Bush, who's a jeweler from Champaign-Urbana, she'll be back, as well as Philip and Glenda Gangler, local photographers. Some of you may have taking classes with Phil's dad at Normal Community back in the day. Kara Kirshner, who's a fiber artist who does woolen animals, always a big favorite. Sheila Lamberson, a local painter, as well as some people that you maybe haven't seen before in the past. Gosh, Robin Wiley, who is a ceramicist. Lisa Williams, who's a very popular jeweler from the Chicago area. Connie Thatcher, another jeweler. Desi Swanson, who did her MFA up at Northern Illinois University, and actually had been years ago an intern with us. So there's a wide mix. We have everything from ceramics to glass to jewelry and painting.
And it's really interesting because you've set up this thing on your website, the McLean County Arts Center website, where people can go and kind of get a preview, some photographs of the artist's work, so they can get a general idea when they head in there.
Exactly so. We have a work that's emblematic of each artist's artwork, that shows you what booth they're in, also their hometown. So you'll be able to walk in advance and know where your favorite artists are and maybe explore some that you aren't quite as familiar with.
But it's not just visual arts at Spring Bloom. You have music as well.
Yes, we do. We have a couple musicians that are playing. Leah Marlene, who's a high school student and has played at Sugar Creek for years. She's a wonderful young musician. She'll be playing in the morning.
What kind of music does she play?
She's a bit of a singer-songwriter, but mostly acoustic performances. And in the afternoon, Dave Berchtold, who's played many, many times for both of our festivals, he'll be playing most of the afternoon.
So is there any advice you could give us, you know, for maybe novices at shopping for art? Is there any advice you could give us for Spring Bloom?
Well, you know, I think one of the best things about buying original work is you have the opportunity to actually connect with those artists. And it's always lovely to get something that's handmade and of high quality, but it's also kind of nice to have that story, to know what was the motivation from that artist and to essentially establish a relationship with someone so that it really transcends anything you'd buy elsewhere, to have something original and to know that artist and to have a relationship.
And this might be a good place to get started with art collecting. I mean, if you're young, you're just recently out of college, and you're paying down some student loans, but you still have an apartment you want to decorate, this might be a great place to pick up some bargains.
Oh, it sure is. Artists are really presenting their work at price points for the public. It's not as if you're going to a Chicago gallery where you're going to be essentially spending a mortgage payment on an artwork. You can get something of very high quality at a very reasonable price.
That's Doug Johnson, Executive Director at the McLean County Arts Center in Bloomington, which presents the Spring Bloom Arts Festival, Saturday, March 18th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the Brown Ballroom of the ISU Bone Student Center. You can find free parking in the Bone Student Center parking lot. I'm Laura Kennedy.